Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I am rushing. I've been running behind all morning. There is so much to talk about. You know, we had a positive day yesterday. Today is Super Tuesday. And I've been looking at what I think's going on, and I don't know if you agree with me or if you don't agree with me, or maybe you agree with me just a little bit. But I said before, I believe we are seeing the awakening of a sleeping giant. Now, they use that term whenever we were attacked on 9/11. But the real sleeping giant are the American people who have been overly trusting in the elected officials. We have sat around and watched as we become slaves, indentured to the government incorporated, because we are the true government. The American people are waking up. The eagle is trying hard to soar. But the eagle forgot to come to class, read his homework, and is now lost as to what to do while he's awake. We the people truly are the ones with the power, just like the Wizard of Oz with Dorothy, just like the last little Who in Whoville. Today is Super Tuesday. It looks like it's going to be a runaway on the Republican side for an outsider. An outsider nobody really fully trusts, but they've trusted too many times in the establishment takers. The GOP is in a war. Some say it's from within. I say it's the American people are the ones in war against the party elites, taking advantage and taking. We're in a war against that. I'm tired of the Hollywood celebs speaking up and speaking out. They can't even keep their own homes in order, but they're going to tell you how things should be. I'm tired of the elected officials jabbing and jousting, picking on one another instead of talking about what really needs to be talked about. It's disappointing. All I want is for the American people to stand together on one issue, just once. And let's tackle this mess, one mess at a time. We are now paying more than 50% of our earnings in taxes. And that isn't enough. We elected a GOP majority, and that wasn't enough. Well, the American people are saying enough is enough. And I think this is the only reason these outsiders have done so well. And I'm speaking of Trump, Carly Fiorina, and Ben Carson. Yesterday was positive day. I say we should do that every day. Don't be discouraged. You remember I told you that when the election took place in 2012, that next day? Do not be discouraged, but grow more determined to get involved in your community, in the lives of your children, your grandchildren, and those in your neighborhood. Bringing America home is about helping one another. America is in a crisis. Lifting up one another and listening and reading between the lines of the lies and the deception of today's politicians and the so-called social directors of Hollywood, the elite. I don't know about you, but I've been pretty discouraged off and on of how to approach these things. Some of the candidates that I really liked are either gone or have pulled some shenanigans that I'm pretty disgusted with. It's time for the eagle, you, to soar. It's time for us to take a grip, to get a grip on what's happening. The lies, the deception, the rhetoric, the personal attacks, those are disgusting and they really won't fix the mess. And I think most of you are getting sick and tired of it. And don't be mistaken. Whoever your candidate is, he's been doing it too. I'm watching. And I don't like any of them, what they're saying, the way they're saying things. It's Super Tuesday. Let's make it super by making your voice heard if it's time in your state. We'll watch the pundits tonight fill us with more lies and manipulations and how they jerk around the figures to make it mean what they think it means, to make it seem what it is to us, whether it is or not. This segment is brought to you by CSC Talk Radio. I have in my hand articles, threats from Hollywood elite that they're going to leave this country. They're going to leave should Donald Trump get elected. Well, one of them went so far as to say, and I think it's kind of comical because it just shows how much she does not know. But the girl who played Raven Simone, she says, my confession is this election is if any Republican gets nominated, I'm going to move to Canada with my entire family. I already have my ticket. Well, lady, you know what? There will be a Republican nominated. This is how ignorant some of the American people are, and it is certainly how ignorant and out of touch with the American people celebrities seem to be. So she has promised to leave. Whoopi Goldberg has promised to leave. Rosie O'Donnell has promised to leave. Al Sharpton has promised to leave. Cher has promised to leave. And you know what? Somebody's catering to them. There's a place in Nova Scotia that's preparing a place for them. I say good riddance. But dare we leave it at celebrities? Do you remember back in 20? Well, let me see. What's the date on this? I believe it was in 2012, 2013, 2013. It was in the fall of 2013. When Representative Peter King got up and said if Ted Cruz got elected or got the nomination, he was going to jump off a bridge. These are the people that are trying to lead your mind somewhere. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. I'm the only talk show host that opens up the lines for you every single day. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I had my commentary at the beginning, and I was just telling you that I am excited. We've got some callers, if you will hang on. I am excited that people who haven't voted are now out voting. That's exciting to me, but I have an issue with it because they haven't showed up and done their homework. Now, that doesn't mean I disagree with whoever they're voting for. But I don't see, I see the anger, I don't see a direction. Does that make sense? I see the anger of the American people, but I don't see a positive direction. We're going to go to Larry. Larry from Missouri.
Morning, Beth. You're right. People are out voting, and the reason they're out voting, they want change. And the reason they want change, Trump is going to mop the floor with Cruz, and I'll tell you why. A vote for Cruz is keeping the dinosaurs in Congress. Trump's going to shake him up. He's going to clean house.
Well, he's been fighting them. I mean, he has been in a battle against the establishment for a while himself. He's not one of their favorites. The GOP don't really like Cruz. Yeah. Well, you know, you made a comment, and I kind of lost my train of thought there. But I think that the American people are upset, but rightfully so. Oh, I know what you said. Change. That's where I was going with that. Was change. Yeah. I think we need change back. Yeah. We've had the change. Remember? And that's about all we got left in our pockets is change.
Yeah, we had to stuck with the same old dinosaurs in Congress.
See, when Obama was campaigning in 2008 to get the presidency, it was all about change. So we've had the change, and even Joe Biden came out and said, well, it wasn't exactly what we hoped it would be. Yeah, it wasn't, was it?
Yeah, we've had things left in our pockets.
Exactly. I appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you. I can't help but wonder about the stupidity, and I guess that's an awful abrupt word, because I'm sure she's, book-wise, she's a very intelligent person. But Chelsea Clinton makes this statement that we need to do everything we can to protect Planned Parenthood. This young woman, who is expecting her second child, this young woman is fighting for the right not to be here. It was just about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, when she stood before some group of people making her speech about pushing forward for abortion, because that's a woman's right. They have got that so messed up. That's a woman's right that her grandmother didn't have. Does she even know what she's implying? That had her grandmother had that option, this girl wouldn't even be here getting ready to have birth to a second child. I'm assuming she loves her children, just like I love my children and grandchildren. They have absolutely no clue what they're saying. Absolutely none. Planned Parenthood was established by Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger was a well-known, and they made a big deal over this with Trump, a well-known white supremacist. She wanted the perfect people, perfect race. Anybody, regardless of color, if they were not intelligent, so if you'd have had a child that was crippled or with Down syndrome, they should be destroyed. They should not be allowed to propagate. This is the organization that they're claiming for women's rights. This is the organization that doesn't believe certain races should even be here. Maybe God should have had a little more say in that, because I think he did. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Americans need to stand up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, and property. It's time we start agreeing on something. One thing. Please agree on one thing and stand to protect it. We can't keep so independent that we can't get along and we end up losing all liberty. And that's what we're doing. All of us. All of us. We have to start somewhere, agreeing on something. This woman, Chelsea Clinton, is clueless, and she's been raised that way. Her mother defends the Muslims. Her mother put the, what do they call that, on her head to prove that she was one of them. Well, this didn't happen in our country. It happened in Russia. But she was arrested, and it was a young Russian, Muslim woman there babysitting. Killed the three-year-old, decapitated the three-year-old little girl, severed the head, and carried it through the streets, yelling praises to Allah Akbar. This is coming to a neighborhood near you. Thanks to the Democrat Party and those in the Republican Party who refuse to stand for your security, who refuse to stand and protect the United States of America, who think it is fine to be invaded by foreigners. Now, I'm not against immigration. I think my family's been here since the beginning of time, but I have different blood running through my veins. I am the melting pot. And I'm proud of that. But if we can't come together and protect our own children, protect life here in the United States of America, protect your neighbor's life. You know, we're protecting liberty for people who don't even know or care about liberty. I'm voting for liberty and freedom and independence. I'm an advocate for those things, for the Second Amendment, for the First Amendment, for the United States Constitution, for the Declaration of Independence. I am standing on those things. Yesterday, somebody said that is the path home. And I'm doing that for everyone, even if you're Chelsea Clinton and you're clueless. Her children deserve that opportunity. She holds on to something that is a lie. That abortion is the right of a woman. Abortion is the ending of a life. Everybody has choices. I guess you can choose to murder if you care to. But there are consequences. Consequences and responsibilities to our actions and our way of life. Today is Super Tuesday. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be disgusting all evening listening to all the pundits and listening to what I should hear, what I should know, what I didn't know. And I'm going to get angry at the TV. I'm sure that I will. But I'm going to watch it. The eagle is trying very hard to soar. Now, let's look back. We've heard an awful lot about Goldman Sachs, and that kind of bothers me that it gives greatly to candidates. But they have an employee at Goldman Sachs that they've put on leave because of a hat. We're going into a break. I hear the music. I want to share this with you and let you know freedom of speech apparently has boundaries. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And the Eagle will be right back.
Once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website, support our sponsors, join the show on Facebook, follow Beth Ann on Twitter, contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before I get to my freedom of speech article, I'm going to go and give Tony the freedom of speech here on CSC Talk Radio. Tony from Missouri. Tony, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir.
I guess I got 2 points on Trump. As this race got started and Trump was speaking and everybody was getting on to him about how he would talk and the way he would talk about people. But I'm looking now and seeing Cruz and Rubio doing the same doggone thing he was doing, and yeah. I guess now that's acceptable. And another thing, my point was, is I've worked for a major corporation, and we're not union, and the union tried to come in, and the company, boy, I mean, they fought their tail off to keep us not going union.
Right.
Promised us a bunch of changes, which when we voted the union out, we never got our changes. And I see the same thing with the Republican Party, with Trump. You know, as hard as they're pushing him out, I think we need to vote him in because there's that reason they don't want him in there.
Well, and that's that's part of the anger that I'm talking about, is we're voting out of anger. And I'm not saying that's the wrong thing to do. I'm not condemning you for your choice there or anything, but I'm just saying that's what we seem to be doing. We're voting out of anger. Of course, you know, my old mentor used to say, you know, because we knew what we had last time. When we had Romney and Obama, we knew neither one of them were any good. So what did we do? I mean, if you choose to vote for one over the other, you think, well, it's the lesser two evils and it's still evil. Well, right. You know, I don't know that I trust any of these guys right now, especially with their behavior. And I know that I've got listeners that are probably just really upset with me for saying that. I don't see anybody acting presidential.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. It's just, like I said, as hard as they're pushing him away, that makes me as you know, I want to vote for him because I see there's a reason they don't want him in there.
You know, Tony,
because they're so greedy. You know,
let me throw this idea out there.
Okay,
I don't believe that they hate him because of his language. I believe there's something else driving their hate, and that's just my opinion.
I believe
there's something else driving their hate. They hate on both sides. And we're getting, you know, people from other countries saying how much they hate Trump. I need to do some research. But I remember the same thing happening with Ronald Reagan.
Yes, ma'am.
That others hated him outside the country. And then, of course, when the minute he took his oath of office inaugurated, our captives were set free because they had fear for him. I don't know that that'll happen with Trump. I don't know that any of that'll happen. But I'm just saying that I know that there's something going on, and it isn't. They don't hate him because of his language.
No, and I think they will fear him more than they fear any of the other ones.
Yes, and I haven't figured that out, except that he is rich and powerful, and maybe he knows things. I know he's given money to just about everybody on all sides of the issues here, and we know that's coming out. He's made that very clear. Yeah, as a businessman, I gave everywhere, and we see that happening. Fox News gave to Obama's campaign. You know, we know that this takes place. I don't believe in it. I hope that if I ever have any money, that I will only give to those that I really believe in, and I won't give to the other side.
Right. Well, I look at it, too. He admitted, you know, that he gave it. The other ones don't admit it. They're hiding it. So I don't know. That's
well,
just my opinion.
I don't know either. And I guess we never will really will know. So I appreciate the call. Thank you. Well, now, Goldman Sachs has put one of their financial advisors on a paid leave, and they did this shortly after it emerged that he had failed to disclose a Donald Trump-inspired sideline selling hats with a slogan. The slogan is, "Make Christianity Great Again." The employee's name is Luke Thorburn. He was named last week by the New York Times as the only Goldman employee to have donated money to Mr. Trump's presidential campaign during the second half of last year. Subsequently, the Times discovered that Mr. Thorburn had launched a website selling caps, apparently paying homage to the campaign slogan of the frontrunner Republican nomination, "Make America Great Again," only his hat said, "Make Christianity Great Again." A person familiar with the situation said that Goldman allows its employees to have secondary sources of income as long as they registered such interest with their employer. And apparently Mr. Thorburn did not do so. And when asked to explain the business after the Times article appeared, provided inconsistent responses, according to the person. He has since been placed on paid administrative leave. Now, Goldman Sachs has given, the amount that he ended up giving was only $534.58. And there has been lots of other big donations to the other sides, including Clinton, the Democrat Party, by other employees at Goldman Sachs. We have Laura from Missouri. Man, Missouri is lit up today. Laura, how are you? How are you, Laura? Uh-oh, we're having some cell phone trouble. Okay, Laura, you're going to have to call back. You're going to call back. We can't hear you. Okay, we're going to have her call back because we cannot hear. I wanted to continue with this. It says here that Mr. Thorburn's donation was only $534.58 to Mr. Trump's campaign. But that set him apart from other Goldman employees who until last week had contributed about $200,000 to the campaign of Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, a Republican, and more than $94,000 to Hillary Clinton, the frontrunner for the Democrat Party. So you see, what he gave was quite a bit smaller, but he didn't divulge it. He didn't tell them what he was doing with his hat company, with his hat of Make Christianity Great Again. So he has been put on administrative leave. We've got Laura back. Laura, is your phone better now? Are you on a hill?
Yeah. That one low spot gets me every single time I try to call it.
All right.
The one thing that I was just going to make mention to is we really need to stop worrying about the parties. We need to
Absolutely.
Start voting the people. And it doesn't matter if they're left, you know, we just need to look at all their all the things that they're going to say, all the things that they have done and have accomplished. And vote that way instead of voting for Democrat or Republican or Independent. It shouldn't matter.
You're
if
right.
If they are true to the Constitution and true to the country, then we should be voting for them. And these ballots should just have everybody's name on them. And you shouldn't have to choose left or right. You know,
I agree with you 100%. It should be about people, not party. And I think the party is. You know, they've had quite a racket going. There's a reason these candidates spend lots more money to get in a position that pays them a lot less.
Well, there's one man that's running on the Constitution, I believe it's Constitution Party, and he's an older gentleman, but everything that he says and believes in is exactly what our founders would have wanted us to vote for.
Isn't that amazing? Now, the Conservative Party came out, and I had that in here a week or two ago, and I didn't ever get to it because we just can't cover everything in this hour. But the Conservative Party of the USA, and I've had them on the air before, they came out in support of Ted Cruz a couple of weeks back. So I appreciate the call, Laura. I know you've been going up and down the rolling hills of Missouri. We appreciate all that you do. Laura is an advocate. She is a constitutional advocate. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will all, including Missouri and Illinois and Kansas and Nebraska and everywhere, we will be right back.
Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't own.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Man, we went from positive to, I don't know if we've really been negative. We've just been giving our opinions out there, and we've got to talk it over. You know, we got to have that cup of coffee and a little common sense. We're not going to agree on everything. And I'm not going to be like the other talk show hosts and tell you I'm endorsing one candidate or the other, because I'm kind of like some of you. Some of you have already made up your minds. But I'm watching. I'm watching from afar. And listening to what they're saying. And I don't like it. Because I'm not hearing a whole lot about the issues. I'm hearing a whole lot about what somebody else won't do. Not so much what somebody will do. And when they have... Do you know they're having another debate Thursday night? I'm kind of dreading it. I'll watch it for you. But I'm dreading it. Well, Laura Ingraham, I've had quite a bit of respect for her, and it's been growing. But you know what Tony was saying, it is, and Laura, you know, it shouldn't be about the party. The party's upset over what's happening because Trump isn't their man. Reagan wasn't their man, but then turned around being pretty good for him. They have a set idea of what they're going to allow you to choose from. And it's kind of blown up on them this year because of what they did not do when we gave them the majority. Ingraham said with Mitch McConnell, it's about power, and that he punishes political enemies like President Obama. And he does. He's no different than President Obama. She said, but for you to have trotted out this pledge over at the RNC, the loyalty pledge, and now Mitch McConnell behind closed doors, because it's never on mic, behind closed doors is telling people you can run these ads against him, meaning Trump. You can run the ads, go to town on him, because in the end, the GOP establishment is a lot like the Democrats. It's about power. And because their power structure is threatened from within, the voters are rallying to that rather than work for the front runner and try to make him better or convince him on a couple of issues or just get some people in his administration or his campaign. Instead, they want to kill him. I didn't know McConnell was a hitman. But remember, they were taking all those budget chairmanships away. Remember, they removed Senator Jeff Sessions, the Republican from Alabama, of budget. They hurt their political enemies. So remember, Obama, punish your enemies. The GOP is fighting. Instead of fighting against Hillary and what is actually happening, they're fighting against their front runner. They could be doing things to sway him. They could, just like Laura said, why don't they figure it out? But instead, they're trying to do everything they can to slam him down. And they're saying, full speed ahead. Full speed ahead. And a New York paper came out with a joke about an assassination attempt on Trump. Well, the Secret Service says it was not funny. And there have been many people that have been concerned that this is going on, that this might actually take place because of all the hate that we're hearing. It goes beyond not liking his policies. It goes way beyond not liking his policies. This is about a party fight. Wake up, the American Eagles out there. They're not fighting for you. The GOP is not fighting for your liberty. They're fighting for their own power. And their power doesn't mean that they represent you. Look what they did in 2012. We gave them the majority, overwhelmingly, and they still did nothing. Obamacare got funded. They won't defund Planned Parenthood. They won't even demand an investigation. And the Iran deal. They gave him that authority. Plain and simple. It's people versus party. The party is fighting from within for their power. They are not fighting from within for your liberty. You need to understand that. Laura gets it. The American people that are awakening, they're still seeing the party. They're mad at the party. Oh, yes, you're angry. I'm angry. But make it, as a good friend of mine in Nebraska says, a righteous anger. Do your homework. Go back and brush up on the Declaration of Independence and on the Bill of Rights. Brush up on that Constitution. And I'm just as guilty. I need to do it again and again and again. We just have to. They hate Trump for other reasons besides his policies and his language. That's obvious. Laura Ingraham sees it. Laura from Missouri sees it. Beth Ann on CSC Talk Radio sees it. The party has been out of control. I wrote an article for Derry Brownfield years and years and years ago for his newsletter. It's all about let's party. It hasn't changed. But right now, they're the ones. When they did that in 2012, when they didn't do what we asked them to do, when they didn't defund, when they're not even trying to make cutbacks, they're the reason that Trump's doing so well. It's not because of Trump. They are the reason. Everybody says he's a genius. Well, I don't know about that. I think it's that the American people are downright angry. He's not GOP. The more the GOP hates him, the more the American people are looking at him. I've heard so many people say that. It's not that they love Trump. It's that they're angry at the GOP, and the GOP don't get it. They think that they've got a clear ticket. They don't even care if their person gets elected. That was obvious with Romney. They don't care. It's a power struggle. I don't understand it, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Their war is not for your liberty, and you need to understand that. We need to come together to agree on one thing, one issue, one thing. Stand on it. Let that be liberty. And let we the people, you and me, your neighborhood, your community, stand together and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are slash were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.